This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30 plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot. That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out the good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by 5.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for 2, and a foul. That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in. I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the 3, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by 2. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins, lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And tonight, from here at Rushi, we're the radio on your phone for Fort Loramie against the Raiders here at the Rushi Gym. It's a rematch of the game on January 8th, won by Fort Loramie in overtime by a score of 60-58. Tonight, the second meeting this year between the two clubs. 2 points separate these two teams over the last 29 games. In fact, over the last 21 games, these clubs have played 10 contests, decided by 4 or less. And over the last 26 games, they have played 13 games, decided by 7 or less. It's an even Steven matchup every time these clubs get together. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie, here at a noisy Rushi High School gym. Chuck, we learned a few minutes ago that Nick Brandewee will not play tonight. He is out with a tailbone injury, a recurring ailment. He suffered it during football. It cropped up again on Tuesday night against Dayton Connets. The game won by Fort Loramie by 30 points. Jake Ratterman, a knee injury, although late word is that he will get the starting nod. How much he'll play remains to be seen. But Fort Loramie is a little handcuffed heading into this game tonight against Rushi.
Well, yeah, they need Brandewee. He had 19 the first time, along with Rosengarten's 23. So somebody else is going to have to step up. Nick's been playing real good basketball, and it's a shame. And I'll tell you, if this is something that's been kind of nagging at him, I can't imagine what he's going to be like when he gets healthy.
Because he has played and lived with injuries and been successful. Nathan Ratterman's healed up. He had an ankle injury late in the football campaign, so he's fine. And Fort Loramie is getting better and better, and now regression with Brandewee out tonight. Rushi is at full tilt. Raiders have lost 4 straight to Fort Loramie. Prior to this string of 4 by the Redskins, Rushi won 8 of 10 when the Raiders were winning 4 straight outright titles. Last year, a tie with Fort Loramie and Anna. Interesting game tonight in the Rushi has got revenge on its mind. Keep in mind, Fort Loramie beat Rushi last year, regional semis. A couple of seasons not too long ago, Rushi swept the season series with Fort Loramie, won sectional championships. It's a rivalry. It's well contested, well played. A lot on these two teams' minds tonight.
I think Rushi feels like it owes Fort Laramie one.
Well, they don't like each other. Let's just be honest. The towns don't like each other. The schools don't like each other. But you look at Laramie, and the last two times we've had them with Rushi and then with Minster on last Saturday night, they were what I would consider both of them mild upsets.
Right.
But I'm not sure at this point. If they keep winning these games, they don't become upsets anymore. And I just think they're rounding into basketball strength. I see that Carter Mesher has the boot off, and he's out there warming up. I don't know if they're going to look at him tonight. But that's kind of got to be a plus for him to at least see the young man out there able to warm up without the boot. So if they get healthy, except for Anna, they probably have as much talent as anybody in Division IV in the area.
You mentioned Anna. Rushi has not played Anna yet. Believe it or not, this is meeting number two between Rushi and Fort Laramie. Raiders yet to play the Rockets. They'll do so on Tuesday. In order for that game Tuesday to be extremely meaningful for the league and for Rushi, the Raiders have got to win tonight to set up a showdown on Tuesday at Anna.
Yeah, they need to win. I mean, they're two games back in the loss column. Jackson Center's two games lost back in the loss column. So Rushi, if they lose this game tonight, for all intents and purposes, Anna's not losing three league games.
Right. Anna Rockets are 6-0. In the Shelby County League. Jackson Center 5-2, Rushi 4-2, Fort Laramie 3-3, Fairlawn 2-4, Botkins 2-5, Houston 0-6 in league play. Coming into action tonight, Fort Laramie 7-4 overall, having won four in a row. Redskins at one point were 3-4. Rushi is 8-3 overall, having won three of the last four, but one loss was at the Redskins gym.
But I think the difference in the two teams, if you look at Rushi, they've got Sherman, they've got Jordan York, they got Daniel Kearns, they got Carter Francis, they got Evan Monden. They're not as deep. They don't go as deep. Mason Daypour. They got six young men that play a lot. Laramie, without the injuries tonight, without they can run eight or nine kids.
Right.
So I think that could be effective for the Redskins also tonight. They're going to have to weather this really loud gym. And that side, when they get back in here from getting their concessions, that whole side is just jammed back. And it's going to be loud in here tonight.
What do you mean loud? What'd you say? What'd you say?
Yeah, I know.
21 points combined for Daniel Kearns and Jordan York in the first meeting between these two clubs for Rushi. Only 21, a little below their per-game averages. They probably need closer to 30 combined in order for Rushi to hold the edge when this game ends.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt. Kearns has got to be the guy that we know he can be.
Right.
He is. We've seen him, and he's just been a little tentative. He's not carrying them. This young man has got the talent to carry the basketball team. He needs to touch the ball through the half-court offense every time before somebody else takes a shot, in my opinion.
And who in the world will make up for the loss of Randewee for Fort Laramie?
Well, I mean, they're going to have to do it by committee. Grant Alberts had eight the last time. That young sophomore playing really well. You've got Colin Moore, who's been playing quite a bit. You got Kemper, who only had two the last time. He's not a real offensive threat, but boy, if he could come up with some kind of an offense, he's a great rebounder, good defensive player. If they could just get any kind of offense out of him, that would be key for them tonight, too.
You know, unsung heroes in the last meeting between the two were Grant Albers of Fort Laramie, Will Sherman of Rushi.
Well, yeah, I talked about Sherman. He had 12, and he gets on a roll. He's outstanding. And somebody on the other side I didn't mention, Jake Ratterman didn't score the first time. Jake Ratterman had two huge threes, including the game winner at Minster last Saturday night. And I think that's got to give that kid a lot of confidence.
Speaking of that Fort Laramie win over Minster last Saturday, a number of people told me just a little while ago, they joined us on the internet for that game, play-by-play in color. Everybody's still somewhat mystified by that late game call that didn't force Fort Laramie down three to shoot free throws. The call eventually enabled Fort Laramie to take the ball out of bounds. They made a three. It was ruled a possession non-shooting foul, ball out of bounds for the Redskins. I've got to talk to Superintendent Dan Holland of Fort Loramie, who's an official, very good one, and get the full explanation.
I've been around this sport forever, and somebody's really going to have to explain that to me because I don't understand either. The other thing was that they had their big kid playing zone. Everybody else playing man-to-man. He's playing zone. And they went ahead and they put Caleb Meyer in. He's just a driller on the JV team. And he had to pull, Schultz had to pull out a little bit, and that allowed them to kick the other side with Jake Ratterman, and Ratterman buried the three. So it was, I thought it was outstanding coaching on the Fort Loramie side, because I came up with it, so it had to be outstanding.
Redskins will start four seniors in this game tonight, plus an underclassman, Nate Miner, a sophomore, will be the fifth starter in place of Nick Brandewey.
Well, he's not going to be able to replace Nick Brandewey, but he needs to handle the basketball, needs to play good defense, and needs to take the open shots because he's a good shooter.
Well, it's a full house. It is quite noisy. The pep band of Rushi has been striking up for the last 10 or 15 minutes. We'd like to remind you that we are on the web, online, here on scoresbroadcast.com, thanks to a number of outstanding sponsors, including one new one. We'll have a couple more in the next week or so. But Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction, creating new homes, building additions, remodeling, and serves customers in a 50-mile radius around Fort Loramie, from Lima to Dayton and from Mercer to Logan County. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom-built into every single home improvement project. That's the mission of Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick, they work with you step by step by step. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Dan Eilerman Construction, 1-419-582-3824. That's 582-3824. And thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to a couple of other new underwriting sponsors. Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie on State Route 362. And Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. Our Fort Loramie game sponsors include Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at TomJerry's.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, McDowell Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, we'd like to take note, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, a longtime underwriting sponsor. Goffney, go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. It's on the web. Take advantage of additional savings there. Also, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi, Ohio. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. We've got the starting lineups and the opening tip. Fort Loramie at Rushi. A big Shelby County League boys game tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And that standing ovation is for Claire Meyer, Rushi cheerleader and songstress tonight. Oh, what a job on the national anthem.
Yeah, that's true. Not an easy song to sing, especially a cappella.
Nope. And Miss Meyer, Rushi cheerleader, senior, performed it beautifully. Very nicely done. And the crowd appreciated it. Blue and gold across the way. Blue and gold down to our right below. Red and black below to our left. Sold out, full house here at Rushi tonight, as you would expect. Fort Laramie Redskins being introduced. Jake Ratterman, 6'1 senior, the wing. Nate Meyer, sophomore, 6-footer. He starts in place of the injured Nick Brandewee, who, as Chuck noted previously, pumped in 19 in the first meeting between the two teams. Eli Rosengarten, 6'1 senior, 23 points in the earlier meeting between Fort Laramie and Rushi. Nathan Ratterman, senior, 6'4, averaging 10 points a game. And Mason Kemper is a 6'4" senior. Not starting is Grant Albers, 6'2", sophomore. He had a very good contest in the first outing versus Rushi. He tallied 8. Here come the Rushi Raiders. Mason Dayfour, 5'11" junior guard. He scored 10 back on January 8th against Fort Laramie. Jordan York, 6'3" senior. He tallied 9 in that meeting. Also in the opening 5, Daniel Kern, 6'5" senior. He scored 12 in the initial meeting between the two. Evan Bonnier, 5'10" guard senior. He scored 10 in the first contest between the two clubs. Carter Francis gets a starting nod, 6'2". He is a senior. He rounds out the starting 5. I believe I've got them all. Monier, Francis, Kearns, York, and Dayport. That's the quintet for the Rushi Raiders. Rushi got good balance scoring against Fort Laramie in that first matchup. Just did not generate enough points to win it.
Well, they had 4 in double figures, and Jordan York had 9. So, I mean, that's very balanced.
Right.
But when somebody gets 23 and another gets 19 on you, you're probably in trouble.
Yep, as did Rosengarten and Brandewee for Fort Laramie in that game, but no Brandewee tonight. As I mentioned, a recurring injury. He bumped his tailbone against Dayton opponents on Tuesday night. Initially hurt it late in the football season, and according to head coach Corey Britton, he will not play. Dave Borcher's first-year mentor for the Rushi Raiders. He's done a fine job guiding this club on the heels of the short but very successful tenure of Spencer Cordonier. Rushi 8-3, Fort Laramie 7-4. A violation in the circle too soon against Rushi.
Right. Jordan York moved as the ball was being tossed. He didn't know how to move to the ball's at the apex.
So a second ticked off the clock, and here we go. Fort Laramie possession down below. Straight away it's Meyer coming out to catch his Kemper. Left side of the floor, it is Rosengarten. Gives it up to Ratterman High. Right, Kearns on him. Watch that matchup all evening long. Ratterman gave the ball up, tried to free himself on the inside. Redskins still have it 25 feet away. It is Nate Meyer. Meyer near wing to a teammate. Down inside to Ratterman. Pick and roll. Shot blocked. Out of bounds. Outstanding defensive play as York and Kearns put the hammer on Ratterman.
Looked like volleyball. They were up there for the block.
Inbounding to the right of the rim is Fort Loramie. Looking to pitch it in play is Nate Meyer. He does so. Goes on the arc. Then he travels inbounds and gets the return pass. Bounces high post to Kemper. We played 45 seconds, no score. Kemper, 20 feet away. Deals to Rosengarten. Elbow in the right, doesn't shoot. Loops it left corner to Meyer. Meyer being pinned against the sideline by Monier. Then Meyer muffed it, lost it near midcourt, tracked it down. Gave it on the play to Kemper. Kemper top of the circle, down the lane. Left-handed runner, good. It hit the back rim and trickled through.
That's what you like to see out of him, a little offense.
A minute gone, 2-0 Fort Loramie. Daypour at midcourt for Rushi. He's picked up 25 feet away by Nate Meyer. Daypour gave it up, got it back. He jacked up the three, hit the rim, backboard no good. Rebound Fort Loramie, quickly down the floor. Off balance, baseline shot missed by Nate Meyer. Rushi comes away with it. Monier on the go. Nearly palmed it, gave it up to York, who zipped it cross court to Daypour. Left corner, Carter Francis down inside to Kearns. Kearns stumbles, and we've got a reach-in foul on Fort Loramie. Maybe the Redskin player was off the court.
He was on the line when he touched the ball.
Baseline left of the rim. Kearns inbounding. Wide open player peeling off a screen. Mason Daypour, the guard, caught it, laid it in. We're tied at 2. 6:18 to go opening quarter. Promises to be a fairly low-scoring game. It was 42-all at the end of regulation the first time around. Fort Loramie had a very productive first quarter that night and then scored 18 more points in overtime play. Didn't do much in the second, third, and fourth periods when Rushi played excellent defense. Well, we've had an exchange of possession. Then the ball was lost by Rushi. Raiders clawed it away from the Redskins. Then Rushi zipped it up the court, out of bounds at the timeline. Fort Loramie's got it back, still tied at 2. 2 minutes gone. Rosengarten penetrates, top of the circle, foul line, below it. Fadeaway jumper, hit the heel. Long rebound, Monier. Monier hurries down the floor into the corner for Rushi. Stolen on the play by Fort Loramie. Swiped, but out of bounds was Nate Meyer. Tied at 2, 5:46 left in the first. Daypour high left, gives it up to Monier. 21 feet out, left corner of the floor. Dumps it back to Kearns. Got a wide-open teammate in the lane. It's Carter Francis, 7-footer, hit the ring, kicked away. Rebound Rosengarten to Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Down the floor, into the right corner. It goes to Nate Meyer. Now Jake Ratterman, 30 feet away on the left. Meyer's got it, baseline left. Shadowed by Monier of Rushi. Dribble drive, top of the circle, Rosengarten. And his pocket was picked on the play by Monier, who was off and running. But apparently swiped across the arm.
He got a little bit of a body on him along with the steal. It was close.
I recognize the three officials, one of whom is Mr. Stokes from over Urbana way.
Right. We got Tyler Lee, Pickwa kid.
Yep.
He's not a kid anymore.
Ball inbounded to Rosengarten. Foul line doesn't shoot. Near side pass to Nate Meyer. Meyer to Jake Ratterman. Between the legs on the dribble. Penetrates the top of the circle. Goes right flank to Ratterman. Cross court. Dangerous pass. Caught by Meyer. Carter Francis on him. Head of the key. Ratterman. Lost it. Got it back. Needs help. He double dribbled, I believe. Yep. Good call by the referee. Mr. Stokes was all over it. 4:47 left to go here in the opening stanza. We're tied at 2. So much at stake here tonight as Fort Loramie tries to even up its league record with Rushi. Deep in the left corner, Rushi shoots the triple, pumped up there by Carter Francis, left it a little shy, weak side rebounding foul against the Raiders.
Yeah, that was on Evan Mon, and he took two hands and shoved him in the back. You're not going to get away with that. I think that's his second foul also.
Yep. A win by Rushi vaults the Raiders to 5-2, even with Jackson Center. A win by Fort Loramie vaults the Redskins, even with Rushi at 4-3. Raiders have to have this win here at home tonight in order to make the game Tuesday at Anna extremely meaningful. We're still tied up at 2. 4:20 left to go here in the opening quarter. Top of the circle, Nate Meyer drives hard, foul line. Gave it on the arc to a new player in off the bench for the Redskins. That's Nolan Burning. He feeds to Rosengarten outside the paint area. 10-footer hit the rim, bounced away. A baseline save attempt by Kemper, but he's out of bounds. No, it was Albers who tried to reel it in. Grant, a 6'2 sophomore, in off the bench. Empty possession after empty possession. We played 4 minutes. We're tied up at 2. Mason Daypour deep in the left corner for Rushi. Swings it top of the circle to Adam Daypour, who's in. Foul line to Mason. 15-footer around the rim and through. Mason Daypour, all 4 points for the Raiders. Here's Nolan Burning outside the lane on the left. Burning hits a cutter down the lane. Ball thrown on the arc. Here's a long triple hurled up there by Nate Meyer. Hit the rim high off the backboard. Rebound tipped away into the corner. And yearning after it is Mason Daypour of Rushi. Up the floor to Adam Daypour. Deep right wing, Jordan York fades away. Guns a 26-footer. It's no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. 3:20 left in the first. 4-2 Raiders. Here's a head fake. Into the lane hard goes Albers. He looked for the cutter. Radiman, baseline right. He wasn't home. Out of bounds.
Well, Radiman went baseline. He threw the ball to him in the corner. That's not usually effective.
3:13 left here in the opening period. 4-2 Rushi. Daypour midcourt. Picked up by Nate Meyer. Right flank, Carter Francis. Foul line fadeaway shot. Marushi, yes. Good looking jumper by Jordan York. He needs to be assertive in order for Rushi to be effective tonight. If Jordan York's on his game, Raiders have a very good chance to win. 6-2 in favor of Rushi. Foul line extended right. It's Burning on the arc to Radovan. He's being shattered by Kearns. It's a teammate down the lane. It's Albers. He bolts to the basket. Arushi defender got there late. It's ruled a block.
That was a correct call. There should be an arc. There's not. So he was too deep in the first place, but he was still moving.
Yep. I like the call too, Chuck. Defensive foul, Raiders. Fort Loramie has not picked up a personal yet. That's 3 on the home team. 2 shots for Albers. The first one dead center. Grant coming off an 8-point game against Rushi first time around on the 8th of this month. I'd like to remind you that Fort Loramie prom dress exchange might be postponed from Sunday to February 24th, the last Sunday of next month. It will be announced sometime over the next 12 to 24 hours as to whether or not that event is moved and was scheduled for Sunday. Both free throws good by Fort Loramie. Rushi got the rebound, lost it at midcourt. Redskins got it back. And here's Colin Moore out of control, running hard into the lane and setting up shop. The Raiders who draw the offensive foul.
Well, they called travel, which was correct. He traveled before he ran him over. But one way or another, Moore was in trouble.
Yep. So no foul on Colin, just a walk. High right with the ball. Adam Daypour for Rushi into the lane. Goes to Mason behind the arc on the left flank. 6-4 Rushi. Mason fadeaway shot, foul strike. It hit the back brace, long rebound Burning. Out to Colin Moore. He storms to the rim, all the way to the cup. He is nailed hard by a defender. It's ruled a block against Rushi. Colin Moore was in the act of delivering the ball to the rim. It didn't get there because he was smacked into it. 2:02 to go, first quarter, 6-4 score. Rushi by a bucket over Fort Loramie. Colin Moore at the free throw line. Well, you can expect 2 or 3 additional players to get more minutes than usual tonight for Fort Loramie to try to offset the absence of Nick Brandewey, the fine 6'2 junior hard-nosed kid who has been playing his best basketball of the season. He's got a tailbone injury, suffered it during football, recurring ailment Tuesday against Aiton Ponitz. One free throw made, one missed. 6-5. Rushi by one. Minute 54 to go here in the first quarter. And here's some good pressure by Fort Loramie near the timeline in backcourt. And it triggers an errant pass up the floor out of bounds by the Raiders.
Dayport's a good basketball player, but sometimes he tries to do way too much, and it takes him completely out of the game.
6-5, Rushi by one. Here's Burning. Drives hard to the foul line. Delivers to Ratterman, left corner. Ratterman dances. Oh, he picked up the pivot foot. I said Ratterman. It was Albers who walked. Rushi possession. Boy, it seems like, Chuck, we've had at least 8 or 9 turnovers
that
between the clubs
exactly
already.
Exactly 8.
Wow. Dayport to midcourt for Rushi. The Raiders had several more turnovers than did Fort Loramie in the first meeting on January 8th. High left, open Rushi. Carter Francis, long one in the air. It hit the heel, ricocheted way up above the backboard, and caromed off a cable out of bounds.
Well, maybe probably a lot of them are thinking about building snowman, going skiing tomorrow, so they got to get their mind back in the game here.
Here comes Burning, head of the key for Fort Loramie, spin move in the lane. Out back to Jake Ratterman. I don't think Nathan Ratterman's had a shot yet.
He's had one blocked. He has not had anything up to the rim.
Here's Albers. Here's Jake, high left. Rosengarten wheels down the lane. Running banker rolled off. Two or three black shirts in there for the rebound. A white shirt as well, holding on the Raiders.
Eli Rosengarten is getting some good looks. They're just not dropping for him. He really has to have a good night tonight offensively with Brandewy not in the game.
Burning baseline left for Fort Loramie. Looks to throw in. Goes way out back to Albers. 56 seconds to go first quarter. 6-5 Rushi. Here's Rosengarten penetrating the paint area. Tried to deliver a bounce pass low on the left to Burning, and Rushi was in front of it and swiped it easily. 9 turnovers between the clubs. 40 seconds to go first quarter. Rushi up one. Here's Mason Dayport, 25 feet away on the left. Looks inside for Kearns, gets it to him. Spin nice. Move to the rack, got it, and a foul on Fort Loramie. That's Daniel Kearns at his best.
He caught the ball, and the catch and the move were simultaneous.
Boy, he snared that bounce pass, had the defender on the hip. He wanted him on, swiveled to the rim, and it was see you later and easy, too. Fort Loramie tried to react late. Fouled. Kearns missed the free throw too hard. Long rebound batted midcourt. Saved by York. York throws it back to Kearns. Play busted up to the Redskins, but a foul. 8-5, Rushi. 28 seconds to go, first quarter. Inbounding across the way is Kearns. Kearns throws it into backcourt to Dayport. 24 to go. On Dayport is Nate Meyer. Dayport sprints into the top of the circle, stops, goes behind him to Carter Francis. Francis, the 6'2 senior, 30 feet away. Now to Dayport at midcourt. 10, 9, 8. Dayport veers to the left, goes to Francis, head of the key, foul line. He's hemmed in. Now to York with 2 to go. York rises up above. Swish! 17-footer by York. With a hand right in his face. Somebody had a fingertip or two on the jaw of Jordan York, who still nailed the shot. Well done by him. Great concentration. 10-5 Raiders after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place all your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name on developing customers a person at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Here is Jordan York trying to pick up where he left off at the end of the first quarter. He makes a dart into the lane to start the second period of play and left the runner shy of the mark, and it bounced out of bounds.
Well, he thought he was going to get contact, and you can see his chin drop. He did not finish the shot. That's why it came up way short.
Here's Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Redskins scored 2 points right away to start the game, and Fort Loramie then scored just three over the last 7 minutes. That's not enough to win this game. Nope. Moving screen.
Good call.
Fort Loramie. Yep. Officials have been extremely sharp in this one. 10-5, Raiders. 50 seconds gone, second quarter. Dayport top of the circle. Coming out to catch for Rushi is Will Sherman, 6'2 senior forward. And the pass is deflected by Fort Loramie. It's loose. Rolls to the timeline. Ratterman's got it. Steps into the half court and buries a long three. Ratterman gets Fort Loramie off the snide.
Usually when you have that long to look a shot down like that, you don't make it. That was a nice shot.
He zeroed in. 10-8. Rushi in the lead, but two. Here's Carter Francis, 25 feet away for Rushi. He drives to the foul line, and he bounces the ball off his foot. It's loose. It's garnered on the play by Fort Loramie. Down the floor goes to Nate Meyer, now to Ratterman. Outside the arc on the left, it's Rosengarten. Boy, he's getting plenty of attention in this game tonight after nailing 23 against Rushi first time. Here's Ratterman bolting into the lane. Feeds left corner to the long left-handed three-point shooter. It's good from downtown. Jake Ratterman popped it in. Same spot from which he nailed the triple against Minster last Saturday.
Well, the kid's got to have tons of confidence right now. He made two big threes in that game, and he stood down there and just buried that.
And down 10-5, Fort Loramie airmails in a couple of quick triples to go up 11-10 early on here in the second quarter. That's how quickly the game can turn thanks to the three ball.
Yeah, the three will bring you back, that's for sure.
You make them from range, and you can have sudden events in a high school basketball game. Say it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before another change in the weather gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Gepi, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's a rowdy gym here at Rushi tonight. It's raucous. Quite loud. The decibel level has been 10 out of 10 on the meter numerous times already. 6:14 to go, second quarter. 10-9, Fort Loramie. Here's Rushi breaking pressure. Quickly down the floor. What a feed. High post, Kearns dealt it to the driving Dayport, and he blitzed to the basket and made a nifty left-handed shot on the run. He's got three field goals. 1 point lead, Rushi. Ratterman on the arc, comes off a screen. Penetrates top of the key. Goes right corner to Nate Meyer. Foul line, Kemper. Kemper staggers into the lane, tries a jumper short. Rebound, Ratterman. Nate's got it for Fort Loramie. 5:40 left in the second. 12-11 lead, Rushi. Near side, Kemper. Right flank, Rosengarten trying to shake and bake. Can't get loose. Ratterman straight away. A long triple is in and out. In and out again. Hung on the rim, fell off. Rushi with the rebound. Here's Dayport on the arc, elbow on the left. Gives it up right wing to Evan Monier, 30 feet away. Pick and roll, Kearns in the corner. Whips it on top to York. Line drive triple by York. It is good. It hit the front rim. You talk about a shooter's touch. Woo. Line driver. It was a laser. Hit the front, then the back, and fell through. Countering Fort Loramie. Good! Nate Meyer from downtown.
Kearns dared him to shoot that, and he thought about it for a second, went ahead and put it up.
15-14. The scoreboard reads Rushi up one. Is that correct, Chuck?
6-9. It should be 14 and 5, 15-14.
Rushi up a point. Rushi had been up four before that three ball by the Redskins. Here's a baseline J by York. Overshoots it. Rebound is stabbed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 1-point lead Raiders, 15-14. 4:36 left here in the second. Baseline right of the basket. Ball will be thrown in play by Sherman of Rushi. Sherman looks. The official asks a few players on the floor to separate themselves. Redskins down one. Ball lobbed way out top of the circle. A leaping interception by Rosengarten. Ahead to Albers. He blew the gimme. Rebounding foul Fort Loramie, which missed a golden chance.
Wow. Yeah, that was a real nice run out. Just laid it off the front of the rim.
Raiders 15, Redskins 14, 4.5 to go here in the second quarter. Redskins pressing, 8 shirts in backcourt, 4 black, 4 white. Inbounded up the right side to York, who loops it back near side to Dayport. Dayport to York on the left flank. York starts to drive, pulls up, baseline left, running Baker, got it. Jordan York on a mission tonight.
Well, you said he needed to come up big tonight. So far, he's got 9 of the 17.
He is assertive. 3-point lead Raiders. Jake Radiman top of the circle. Deals it to Burning. Foul line for Fort Loramie. Left flank Radiman. On top to Rosengarten. Fakes right. Goes left. Foul line. Leans in. Doesn't shoot. Baseline left to Albers. Down to Rosengarten. He's boxed into the corner. And it's punched away out of bounds off Rushi.
He has not scored yet. And they're only 3 points down. And they had Brandewey was in the game for about 10 or 15 seconds, and in that last switch, they brought him back out. I'm not sure what that was about.
He gave it a test to see how that tailbone felt. Fort Loramie inbounds, long lob to Rosengarten to midcourt. Eli's gotten a couple shots. They've been challenged, tough ones to make. On the weave, it's Rosengarten. Loops it right corner, Nolan Burning. Burning on the bounce. Nolan flips it back out to a teammate. Burning, 5'11", sophomore. Baseline left, Rosengarten. Oh, look at the feed to Albers. Great toss. Albers caught the delivery, point-blank range, and he dropped it through.
Jake Ratterman took the ball, drew the defense, and threw a great pass down on the block.
Remarkable assist. Well done. 17-16, Rushi by one again. Raiders attacking to our left. Foul line at Sherman. Now to York, spin move, right corner. Goes below the backboard. Might have run over a Redskin. He did. Charging. That's two on York. He was a little too demonstrative on that play. Here comes Brandewey back in for Fort Loramie.
I don't think they should be allowed to lie to us and say somebody's not going to play.
Head coach.
He must have felt okay when he warmed up.
Yeah. 3 minutes to go. Second quarter. Rushi 17, Fort Loramie 16.
Well, they got the best team doctor in the state of Ohio down there, so if he says he can play, that's good enough for me.
Here's Burning. Here's Rosengarten around the screen. Wants to drive. Can't do it. Gave it up. 20 feet out to Burning. Foul line Burning. Oh, hits a cutter down the lane. Albers for the rack. Got it for two. Nice dish. Burning to Albers. Fort Loramie up one. 18-17. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Here's Dayport at midcourt. Being challenged by Albers, who's a bit too aggressive, and that's a foul. Team foul situation, 6 on Rushi, 5 on Fort Loramie.
That's second foul on Grant.
Albers 2, York 2, personals. Mason Dayport, backcourt for Rushi up the left side. Evan Monier's got it, 25 feet away. Goes cross-court to Dayport, who hoists up a 3. It clanged off the rim, weak side rebound. Yanked down by Rosengarten of Fort Loramie. Just over 2 to play until the half. Rosengarten spins around a couple players, almost lost it. Back on the arc to the 3-point shooter. It's good. A long one pumped in downtown. It was Burning. He cashed in. Fort Loramie distributing the ball well.
That's 4 threes here in the second quarter.
Here's Dayport outside the arc to Monier. 21-17. Fort Loramie up 4. Twisting move. Monier off balance into the paint area. High off the glass. No. Scrap for the rebound. Foul, Fort Loraman.
Well, he did a good job. That was kind of a forced shot. He did a good job of getting his own rebound.
Kearns to inbound, right of the rim for the Raiders. Again, Daniel Kearns not getting the touches he'd prefer so far in this game. Right flank, it's Monier on top, Dayport. Brandon, we on Kearns at the moment. Around a couple players, Dayport finds a teammate below the rim. He's hemmed in below the basket. Fort Loramie blocks the shot. And we've got a pile up at the goal line down below the basket into the floor.
They're saying his knee was down before he crossed the end line. It's not a touchdown.
Yep, everything got sorted out. And Rushi ultimately was out of bounds while touching the basketball. 1:28 to go first half. Fort Loramie up 4, 21-17. Here comes Burning gliding over the timeline. Picked up by Monier. Outside the arc, near side, it's Rosengarten. Dayport goes chest to chest with him. Rosengarten sprints into the lane. He's covered. Throws it to Jake Ratterman. A high arching three ball is good. Ratterman knocked down a long one. But Fort Loramie is assisting nicely. Here's a great pass. Dayport into Kearns. Kearns overshoots. Strong rebound below the basket by Michael York, who's checked in for Rushi, a 6'2 senior. And a couple, three players went to the deck. What was called, Chuck? Tie-up, arrow,
held
Rushi.
Ball. Yep.
Yep. Redskins don't get the possession. Raiders do. Heads-up play on the inside by Michael York off the bench for Rushi. He salvaged the possession for the Raiders, who are down 7 now. 8 straight points by Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed well into backcourt. Caught by Dayport. 48 seconds left, first half. High post to Kearns. Left corner, open shooter, 15 feet. Good. Will Sherman punched one in. Line drive, shot, swished. Brandowee countering for Fort Loramie. Down the lane to the rim. Left it short of the mark. It hit the front iron. And ricocheted right into the hands of Michael York of Rushi. 24-19, Fort Loramie leads. 22 seconds to go, first half. Dayport to Kearns. Right side pass, Carter Francis. Carter spin move out high. Gets rid of it to Dayport between the rings. On him is Kemper, 30 feet away. 8-7. Kemper on Dayport, who starts a drive. Running bank shot. Makes it. 3-2-1. Brandowee, 60-footer in the air. High off the backboard. El Brucci rallied. Got the last two field goals of the second quarter to trim Fort Loramie's advantage from 24-17 to 24-21 here at the halftime break, as Fort Loramie, after a slow start, 19 points, or I should say 5 points in the first 8 minutes, reeled off 19 in the second 8 minutes. Rushi had 10 and 11 in the first two quarters of play. One of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing always. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online also at geyersinc.com. That's GAIERS Inc.com. Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report when we return. It's Fort Loramie 24, Rushi 21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Rushi. Halftime, 24-21. Redskins lead it by three. Our report here at the break brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, Laramie has a 10-8 rebounding advantage. Both teams have two offensive rebounds. Both teams have turned the ball over six times. That kind of slowed down in the second quarter. They turned it a lot in the first quarter. The Redskins, 3-4 from the free throw line. Rushi only went once, missed it. Individual scoring, Jordan York has 9. Daypore has 8. 2 from Daniel Kearns, 2 from Will Sherman. They scored 10 and 11, 21 for the first half. Laramie led by, well, let's find it. They got a lot of people. They got Jake Radman with 6. They got Grant Albers with 6. They got 3 from Nate Meyer. They got 3 from Nolan Burning. They got 3 from Nathan Ratterman. They got 2 from Mason Kemper, a free throw from Colin Moore. They scored 5 and 19, and they lead it 24-21 at the half.
Daniel Kearns, just 2 points. That's a big factor because right. If he doesn't get double digits, Rushi will have a hard time winning, I think.
No doubt about it. I mean, he's got 2 points, and on the other side, Laramie made 5 threes in the second quarter.
By what? At least 3 different players, right?
3 different players, yeah, absolutely. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4 different players.
Wow. Sounds like the Fort Laramie girls from last night, a school record, 12 threes in that game. 6 different young ladies knocked them down. Now, those are tough shoes to fill tonight for these two boys' teams after the way the Redskins wore out both baskets here at this gym last evening.
Well, the nets, they had to put new nets up, I'm pretty sure, because the other had burned at the bottoms from either side. I don't know if I've seen the Laramie girls in all the years I've done these games shoot the ball better than they did last night.
Oh, they were scalding hot. You're right. The nets were on fire. Well, we're about 6 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. That's our halftime report. Fort Laramie's got a scant 3-point lead over Rushi. It could change. We'll probably have a dead heat tonight, maybe an overtime or two, just like we do just about all the time when Fort Laramie and Rushi play. That's our halftime, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee, cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Real quick comment about the Fort Laramie prom dress exchange. It's scheduled for Sunday, January 20th. Might get moved. It might get moved to Sunday, February 24th. It is scheduled for this Sunday. If you are looking for a good price on a prom dress, shoes, or accessories, if you've got any of these items to sell, well, the prom dress exchange at Fort Laramie Elementary on Sunday is for you. You can drop in from 11 to 1, drop off your items between 11 o'clock a.m., 1 p.m., then from 1:30 to 3:30, you shop till you drop, you browse around, you try things on. From 3:30 to 4:30, you pick up your selection, cash only. Call Michelle, 710-3216, or Bridget, 605-5304. That's 710-3216 or 605-5304. Prom dress exchange, Fort Loramie Elementary on Sunday, could get moved to Sunday, February 24th because of the weather.
It's not supposed to be real pretty out.
No. Chuck will return in 1 minute after I get my notes together. We'll talk about LaCalle equipment when we come back. 3-point lead, Redskins over the Raiders at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Our student-athlete spotlight segment brought to you by LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCalle promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com. And has done so since our start over a dozen years ago. We couldn't have gotten off the ground without the help from LaCalle Equipment. LaCalle once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. Tonight, we promote a couple cheerleaders for you. Anna Fissinger, senior cheerleader at Rushi, daughter of Craig and Stacy. 4.0 student. Her toughest subject is government. Must not be real tough. She's got a 4.0 GPA. Active in NHS, academia, St. Ramey leadership, cross-country, track, yearbook. She'll study dietetics at UD. She has an older sister, Ellie, a Rushi grad, a younger brother, Ross, who is in the eighth grade. We also highlight Fort Loramie cheerleader Emily Austin, a senior, daughter of Jamie and Barb. Barb, by the way, is a Fort Loramie High School grad. And also a 4-point student is Emily. Toughest course, AP Physics, must not be too tough. She, too, has a straight A average, plays volleyball, is in National Honor Society, a volunteer at the elementary school history club, plays trumpet in the band, undecided about her school choice, will pursue the medical field, has a younger brother, Ethan, who is in high school. And we'll hear from LaCalle Equipment at our next opportunity. LaCalle, a founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jeff Bray and I never could have gotten started here on Scores Broadcast back in 2006-2007 without the early support from LaCalle, which has continued ever since. Rushi trails Fort Loramie by 3. Redskins have the ball. We kick off play here in the second half. Brandewey is playing. Thought he might not go at all tonight. Tailbone injury, recurring injury suffered on Tuesday against Ponitz. He starts the second half of driving into the lane, feeds off on the play to Kemper. Short jumper from 8 feet, hit every centimeter of the rim and came off. Rushi snared the rebound. Redskins behind by 3, or I should say Raiders behind by 3. Rushi tallied the last 4 of the second quarter. Kemper, 25 feet away on the left, skips it cross-court near side to Francis. He hoists up a 3-ball, and you can tell by the roar of the crowd here at the Rushi Gym, he lit it up. And we're tied at 24, 7 straight by the Raiders. Redskins enjoyed a 24-17 cushion with about 2 minutes to go at the end of the first half. Brandewey digs his way into the lane. Oh, what a pass to Kemper. Brandewey, a no-look dish. Kemper nearly scored it. He was bodied from the backside, hit pretty hard. He's at the stripe with 2.
Brandewey's thrown 2 outstanding passes to Mason. Mason's got to make those shots.
Yes. He's at the line trying to convert. The left-hander, Mason Kemper, missed it to the left. 6:59 left in the third quarter. Biggest lead in this game was owned by Fort Loramie at 24-17. Rushi has retaliated to knock this thing up at 24s. Free throw by Kemper, yes. Missed the first, hit the second. Fort Loramie by one. Here's Kearns to midcourt. Kearns gave it up to Monier. Outside the arc on the left, it's Daypour. Right flank, Carter Francis coming off a made three. Daypour straight away, picked up by Rosengarten. Here's Sherman, pick and roll with Francis, who kept it. Threw it to Daypour. Pick and roll with Kearns. Daypour kept it. Glides into the lane. Shot no good. Hit the back rim. Rebound for Loramie. Good play. Fine look. Didn't go down. Brandewey rumbles into the lane. Lost it. Fed it out back to Rosengarten. His triple bullseye.
That's his first basket, first points of the game.
How about that? Rosengarten popped home 23 in the first meeting. That's his first bucket. Four-point lead, Fort Loramie. Three ball. Rushi, left side. Carter Francis, no good. Brandewey snatched the board. He goes to midcourt. Monier comes up from behind. Bangs into him. Tried to swipe it. Couldn't. Fouled him. It's Common.
Probably as big as the three that they just made by Rosengarten is Brandewey went down hard on his butt on that rebound and got right back up and went back down the floor. So.
Went down on the fanny, but
got back up.
Yeah, there he did. Good sign for the Redskins. Here's Brandewey 25 feet away. Excellent defense applied by Rushi on the arc. Brandewey gave it up, got it back. He controls it, gives it to Ratterman, high left. Kearns comes out to greet him. 30 feet away, Rosengarten. Foul stripe, open, 16-footer. Hit the back rim, went way up in the air. Might have touched a cable above the backboard. The officials didn't see it. Raiders pointed it out. The ball plummeted right down through Swish.
I think the cable's what brought it straight down into through the rim.
Six-point lead, Fort Loramie. Daypour down the floor for Rushi. Angles into the paint area. Missed a 10-footer.
Not a good shot.
No. Rebound Redskins. Brandewey charges into the lane. Rushi thought it was offensive, but it's ruled a defensive foul on the Raiders. That last shot by Rosengarten, correct, for Fort Loramie?
Yes.
The foul line?
Yeah.
About a half
step. He's had the last five now.
Yep. He was about a half step behind it. Awkward fadeaway. It looked heavy leaving his hand. It was. Hit the back iron, went way up. Might have caught a wire above the backboard. Came down through, wasn't observed by the officials. A couple of Raider players pointed toward the sky.
Neither one of them had a whistle, though, so it didn't matter.
Exactly. Nor did they have a striped shirt on. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Fort Loramie up six. Elbow on the right. It's Nate Meyer. Now to Brandewey, high left. Brandewey on the bounce. Nate Meyer, right wing. Kearns over guards. He hedges. Now to Albers. Albers sprints into the lane. Kicked on the play by Rushi. Team foul situation here in the second half. Three on Rushi, none on Fort Loramie. That's important.
Just the opposite of the way the first half started.
Exactly. Three on the Raiders, none on the Redskins. Personal foul column. 3:20 into the third. Here's a drive by Rosengarten. Running banker. Missed it from 10. He had an avenue toward the hoop. Let it fly. It wouldn't fall for him. And Rushi jerked down the board. Good job by Kearns. Out ahead to Mason Daypour. Raiders need a surge right here. Outside the arc, Carter Francis has made a three in the second half. In the lane it goes. Back to the basket. Twisting is Sherman. Shot blocked from Brandewey. Once, twice. Sherman got it back. Fed it to Daypour on the arc. He goes baseline. Running one-hander. Short, no good. Rebound Brandewey. Stolen by Daypour. Up and in. Heck of a play by Mason Daypour. Whew. Boy, was that ever persistence. He was resilient. Mason Daypour. Dynamite. Here's Brandewey. Foul line for Fort Loramie, which is up four. Into the lane, Nathan Ratterman. Now to Nate Meyer on the arc. Nate hangs on. Comes back to Albers. He starts to drive around Sherman. Reverse layup. No good. A shove on his route to the basket. It's Common. Out of bounds. Redskins. That's four, though, on Rushi as the personals mount. 3:41 to go here in the third quarter. Four-point lead, Fort Loramie. Set to lob in is Burning. Nolan Burning way out back to Ratterman. High left it goes to Nate Meyer. He gives it up straight away to Albers. Dribble drive into the top of the key. Burning back to Ratterman. Weave to Rosengarten. They pour on him. Now Albers. Now Burning. Here's Ratterman. Motion offense by Fort Loramie, trying to lull Rushi to sleep. Burning starts a drive. Can't shoot. Gives it to Jake Ratterman, 25 feet away on the right. Fumbling the ball right in front of the Redskins bench is Nate Ratterman out of bounds. No, it was Albers who couldn't hang on. Turnover.
You know, we talked about Loramie's late start to basketball, which did affect them early. But they also lost Braun, and they lost Evan Burning. Those two young men were the heart and soul of their offense.
Yep.
It's taken a while for others to step up and be comfortable in that role.
Yeah, they were ball handlers deluxe. Here's a drive by Kearns. A late dish to a cutter down the lane. It's laid up and in. Adam Daypour got the deuce. Good feed on the play by Kearns, who didn't have a shot. Nice assist. Rushi back within two. Kearns not scoring, but he's doing other things very well. 2:35 to go here in the third. 30-28 Fort Loramie. Rosengarten drives into the lane. On the arc to Ratterman. He guns it. A long one around the rim and through. He rolled it through the ropes. Back to five. Timeout called. Fort Loramie leads. 2:28 to go. Third quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Yep, we've got a heck of a game here at Rushi, like it always is, between the Redskins and Raiders. These two teams over the last 29 games are just about even in points per game. Fort Loramie just a tad over 50. Rushi just a tad under 50 in the last 29 meetings. Here comes Rushi to midcourt. Daypour's got it, and it's good defensive effort on the play by Fort Loramie, which nearly fought the ball away from him. Albers almost picked his pocket, but it went out of bounds off of Grant Last, and Rushi has the basketball. Baseline right corner, York. Fadeaway 17-footer. In and out, no good, tough break. Rebound juggled by Kearns into the hands of a Redskin. Jake Ratterman's got a little bit of a limp. We were told he was shaken up against opponents. But he's out there giving it his all for Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the left is Brandewee to Rosengarten. Into the lane it goes to the cutter. Caught by Albers below the rim. He scored. Offensive foul. Wipe it off. That's big.
Again, I just absolutely hate that rule. The ball was already going down through the net when he hit him under the basket. And it's not the referee's fault. The referee has no choice but to call that. But they need to do something about that rule.
Yeah, I'd like to see that semicircle down in there. That would make the defenders be more conscious of where they've got to defend.
Well, you can't stand directly under the basket and take a charge. That should just be
no
play on is what that should have been right there.
You can't guard below the net and gain an advantage. Quickly down the floor, Rushi, after the tough call that went against Fort Loramie. Daypour had a little bit of an alley. He took advantage. He zipped right through the gut of the Fort Loramie defense. And he veered to the rim, knowing he was going to draw contact. And it's a two-shot foul for Mason Daypour.
Well, again, that charge foul was the correct call because the rule is in the book. But I don't like the call. I don't like the rule.
Free throw good, but Mason Daypour fouled in the act of shooting. 33-29 Fort Loramie. Minute 49 left. Third quarter. Daypour's got them both. All net. I think, Chuck, if I'm an official, I try to be aware of that defensive man's position. I don't give him any benefit of the doubt whatsoever if he's below the net.
Absolutely. I agree.
33-30. Rushi back within three. Anybody's game. Minute 38 to go. Third quarter. Here's a high dribble by Burning. Knocked away by Rushi. Burning got it back. threw it cross court, saving the day with a running catch, was Albers to Kemper, layup, good! Scattered floor, Fort Laramie took advantage. 35-30, 5-point lead Redskins, minute 18 to go, third quarter. Coming out high to catch is Sherman to Mason Daypour. They look inside for Kearns. They go opposite to Monier. Deep left corner, check by Burning. Near side, Daypour. Hoisting up a long triple. In and out, no good. Great rebound by Monier on the inside. Holding foul, Fort Laramie. Common, ball out of bounds, Raiders. Minute 3 to go, third quarter. 35-30, Fort Laramie. Baseline, left of the rim. Kearns will throw in. Let's see who the target might be. Kearns pitches, right corner Monier, right back to Kearns in the post. Spin move, left-hander, good! That's the specialty of Daniel Kearns.
There's not a thing that Laramie can do about that. I don't know why they don't go to him.
35-32, Fort Laramie by 3. 46 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Redskins pitch and catch out high. Here's a drive into the lane. Handoff on the play to Kemper. 10-footer. Got it. Banked it in.
Wow.
Shove off against Rushi. Field goal. Yes. Okay, Fort Laramie's doing a nice job, Chuck, spreading the floor, penetrating, finding the open man.
Yeah, we're going to see at some point here soon, Rushi's going to go to their 1-3-1.
They have to. 39 seconds left here in the third. Redskins up 5. Kemper tries to stretch it to 6, and he does. He connects at the stripe. 38-32 in favor of Fort Laramie. Understand that the Fairborn Skyhawks have upset the Sydney Yellow Jackets at Fairborn tonight.
My goodness, that should never happen.
Yeah, I've been communicating with Bryant Billing. He was covering the game. I just got the info.
Who do they play tomorrow night?
From Ken Barhorst. Here's a fadeaway jump shot behind the foul line. It is off the back brace by York. Long rebound to Fort Laramie. Tie up in the corner. Bodies fly. Whistle. Foul. Rushi. That's the team sixth. Chuck, I had a feeling.
Do you know who Sydney plays?
I've got the schedule right here.
Because I was just wondering, because a lot of times Sydney has a real bad habit of looking ahead.
Layman.
Oh, then they shouldn't. No, they shouldn't have been looking forward to that, except for the 150 points they might score.
And the details are flowing in. Bryant Billing just told me that the Sydney Yellow Jackets blew a 17-point lead.
Wow!
And lost at Fairborn.
Well, if you're gonna lose one that way, it's gonna wake you up a little bit, and it does not affect them in the leg.
Wow! 4 seconds to go, third quarter. Redskins by 6. Brandoia fadeaway, 20-footer, hit the heel, no good. Now, Rushi survived that last Redskins possession. Had that shot gone in, I think it might have been a 3. It would have moved the advantage to 9. It's 6. Fort Laramie 38, Rushi 32 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Laramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
And this is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Rushi. We've got a scrap, a real dogfight here. Redskins trying to make it a clean sweep over the Raiders this year, beating them twice in 10 days. Rushi down 6. We start the fourth quarter. Here's Monier on the arc. Straightaway York, shot fake. foul line, fadeaway, 17-footer, missed it hard. Rebound baseline right, Kearns, in and out on the 15-footer. Great board, though, by Carter Francis. He backs it out. Determined offensive set by the Raiders. In the top of the circle, Carter Francis. Left side, York. Pass down inside to Monier for the layup. Wow.
I don't think that's who he was throwing that to, but Monier happened to be there.
Nope. York was intending to reach Kearns.
Kearns turned his back thinking he was shooting it, and the ball just happened to go to him.
That is exactly what happened, Chuck. 38-34, Fort Loramie with the lead before. Fortuitous play for Rushi. Brandon, we into the paint for Fort Loramie. His shot swirls around the rim. No good. Rebound Kearns. He's pulled away by a Redskin rebounder. Foul called against the Redskins. The team's fourth. Rushi's got six. 38-34. Fort Loramie leads. A minute gone here in the fourth quarter. 4-2 Rushi in the Shelby County Athletic League. Trying to stay in touch with Anna. Up over the timeline comes Rushi Daypour. Daypour's got a lane. He bolts to the basket. Oh, what a beautiful left-handed shovel shot. From down around his knees, he flipped it in high off the window, and he was bumped as he let it go. It counts. Mason Daypour, he sparkled tonight for Rushi.
Well, you know, he's not a good outside shooter, so you need to stay off of that drive. That's what he does well.
His free throw shooting has been perfect. Hasn't touched the rim tonight. That one all net. 38-37. Fort Loramie's lead shaved to one. 6:46 to go, fourth quarter. Rosengarten drive down the lane. Unmolested. Got it for two. Rushi didn't pick him up. That motion offense for Fort Loramie has been pretty efficient.
Been effective.
Mason Daypour straight away with the ball for Rushi. 6:32 to go, fourth quarter. Out high to Monier. Left side, York available for the triple. Banged it off the back rim. Long rebound, left corner, Ratterman. Outlet to Brandewey. Scattered floor. Brandewey down the floor. Into the foul circle. Pulls up, doesn't shoot. Hand off to Ratterman. Great dish inside to Kemper. Blocked! Mason Daypour and Kearns. Cramden. Foul. Kemper on the rebound. Rushi crowd going berserk. Yep, Redskins thought they had 2 points.
Should have.
Yep.
You got to go up strong in that situation. You can't let a little 5'10 kid knock the ball away from you from behind. Well, when you're that big and strong.
Stellar play by Mason Daypour. He fumbles it here in backcourt, and he's shoved 80 feet for the basket. And now the team foul situation is all even. That, in fact, is the seventh on Fort Loramie, which has more fouls than Rushi. And guess who's at the strike? Mason Daypour, 1-1, a chance to cut it to just a point. 6:06 to go here in the fourth quarter. Well, Daypour has been razor sharp at the free throw line. And that one needed a lot of bounce. It trickled around on the iron and then rolled down through the netting. 40-38, Fort Loramie with two. 6:06 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot, Mason Daypour on the way. Got it. He's 5 of 5 at the line. Timeout called. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie by one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. The final 6:06. 40-39. Fort Loramie by one over Rushi. Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer. Chuck McBee here at the Raiders gym. Rosengarten head of the key. Redskins spread the floor. High right to Brandewey. Puts it on the deck with the left hand. Goes to Burning. Burning dribble drive against Carter Francis in the paint area. Looks for a cutter. feeds it to Rosengarten. Ball popped in the air by Rushu, stolen by the Raiders. Bonner down the floor to Kearns. To the trailer, Daypour. Left corner, Carter Francis almost launched, didn't. Gave it back to Daypour. Rushu possession for the lead after the Redskins turnover. Daypour probed the middle. Left wing, Francis. Three ball in the air, short. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Here comes Branoe darting up the floor. Scurries to the baseline. Around Kearns. Reverse.
Wow.
Got it. What a play. Branoe a dandy. 5:08 to go. 3-point lead Fort Loramie. Up the left side, Mason Daypour. He's double teamed. Triple teamed in hot water. Gave it to Kearns. Weak side. Francis open in the corner. Doesn't shoot out to York. Straight away Kearns. Kearns screens on the arc, then he rolls. Daypour down the lane, loops it, no good. Great rebound by Ratterman on the inside. That was a shot taken in a congested area. Twirling, whirling down the floor, out of control, Rosengarten. Knocked away, got it back, on the arc to Burning. Around and out, no good. Rebound Kearns of Rushi. 4:32 to go. 3-point game, Fort Loramie leads. Daypour ahead of the key, both teams in the bonus. Right flank, it is Carter Francis. Into the post to Kearns. It's a high lob off his fingertips. Fort Loramie's got it.
Just a little too high. Good thought. That's only their first turnover here in the second half, and Loramie's only turned it twice.
Far right wing, it is Burning. Out high to Ratterman. Kemper straight away. Hand off to Rosengarten. He peels into the lane. Has it stripped by Daypour. Well, Mason Daypour, mighty quick hands. Rosengarten looked to have an advantage as he was barging down the right side of the lane. Daypour stripped it. Here's Burning throwing in baseline right for Fort Loramie, which is up three. 3:50 to go, fourth quarter. Outside the arc of the left, Rosengarten. Now he's double teamed, can't drive. Brandewey, top of the key. Brandewey on the bounce. Brandewey dribbling 30 feet away, overguarding Bonner, stole it, but then kicked it out of bounds.
Good defense right there, good defense.
Oh, yeah, Evan Bonner had swiped it from Brandewey, but then bounced the ball off his foot as he hastened to gain possession clearly. Here is Burning, top of the key, Fort Loramie into the lane, around the defender, to the rim, up and in. Good play by Burning. Burning did a lot of dribbling, but he managed to elude the defender. Michael York for Rushi got the two-pointer, and with 3:28 to go in the game, the Redskins are up five. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, in just a moment, we'll set the lineups for you for both teams for the final, 3 minutes, Chuck?
Yeah, about 3:20 maybe.
Ken Barhorst, the longtime 40-plus year sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, one of the most outstanding true professionals in that position that you'll ever want to know. Detailed for me that Sydney led by double digits most of the game against Fairbourne. Led very late in that game, 61-57. Fairbourne scored the last six to win it.
Wow.
Here's Jordan York, hop, step, and a jump in the lane for Rushi. Good. What a play by York.
He's been terrific tonight.
Demonstrative move by York. He was determined to cash in with 2 points, and he did. 3 minutes to go in the game. Fort Loramie's lead is 44-41. Branoe, top of the key, sports down the middle of the floor. Late dish to Kemper, broken up out of bounds off Adam Daypour.
Boy, I'll tell you what, if you're playing with Brandewey and he's driving down the lane, you better have your hands ready for a pass.
Yeah. And Nick will flick it off to a teammate in a heartbeat. Here is Fort Loramie inbounding right in front of the Redskins bench. And Evan Monier reached in, tried to swipe it from Brandewey, hooked him, And Brando, he's got the one and one with Fort Loramie on top of 3 points, 44-41, 2:55 to go, fourth quarter. Free throw, Brando East, swish.
That was the fourth foul on Monin. He has not scored a lot tonight. He had 10 the first time. He's only got 2 points here in this game.
And Evan Monier played a very good game first time around when these two teams met. Second shot, Brandewee, and he pops it in. We've got a buzzer signaling a substitution. Carter Francis in for Adam Daypour with 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi down five. Raiders need a good offensive set here. Top of the circle, Daypour against Nate Meyer. Outside the arc on the left, it's Carter Francis. He swings it to Kearns in the post. An immediate double team. Back to Francis. High arching three ball. Got it. Oh, from way downtown. It was Monier. Evan Monier sank it, not Carter Francis. That was set up beautifully. It went into Kearns. The defense collapsed. Fort Loramie coming back. Pounding his way into the lane. It's Rosengarten. And he attracts contact. It's a two-shot foul.
Boy, he had a hand in his face on that corner. That was a tough shot.
Yeah, Monier was nearly out of bounds right in front of a Rushi cheerleader. Extreme corner of the floor. Great assist by Kearns, who touched the pass in the lane. He received it immediately. Immediately went right back to the open corner shooter. Fort Loramie jumped at him, but he still nailed it. Rosengarten swishes the first free throw. The second free throw around the rim three times and out. Rushi's got the rebound, but York falls to the floor and hits the boundary.
That could have easily been called a foul on Loramie right there.
Yep.
A lot of contact for him to go to the floor. If he hadn't gone to the floor, you could wipe it off. But when it causes a turnover, I think you got to make the call.
Redskins by three, 2:20 to go in the game. Rosengarten made one, missed one. Here's Brandewee probing the middle. Right down the pike to the rim. Laid it up off the back iron. Too hard. He blew it. Rebound by Rushi. Foul. Fort Loramie.
Wow.
Big miss right there.
That's a tough shot right there over the front of the rim.
And now Rushi has got the one and one from Daniel Kearns to cut it to one.
Daniel's only been there once tonight. That was in the first quarter. Missed it on a chance for a three-point play.
He missed a couple big free throws in overtime at Fort Loramie.
Yeah, he did.
Daniel toes the stripe. These are important. He shoots it. He's got it.
That was all net.
47-45. Rushi within two. 2:18 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot, Kearns on the way. Looks good. It is. 47-46. Fort Loramie by one. In backcourt, Brandewee. Redskins won the first meeting, 60-58. Three ball, right corner, Ratterman. He bangs it in.
My goodness.
Brandewee found him. Ratterman wasn't covered. Here's a long three, no, a fake shot by York. Spin move to the rim. Bodied and fouled by Fort Loramie. Thought York was going to jack it up. Instead, he bolted to the basket. He'll shoot two. The triple by Ratterman.
Jake Ratterman.
Yeah, that was Jake.
Jake.
Not Nate.
That's his third of the game. He's 3 for 3.
That young man is really coming along mighty quickly for Fort Loramie.
He is playing with incredible confidence.
He looks like Nate because they both go up in the air with that left-handed arm cocked.
Well, counting the Minster game last Saturday, that is five straight threes that he's made in games we've watched.
He had ice water in his veins again. So does York, who makes the first free throw. The second one, in, out. It's in. Wow. It almost spun out of there. 50-48. Fort Loramie but two. Every time these two teams get together, it's a four-point game or less. No difference here tonight. Minute 43 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 50, Rushi 48. Brandewee on a weave. Right now, the Raiders are in the double bonus. Hand off to Vernon. He navigates the lane. Out back to Brandewee. Thought about chucking up the three, but didn't.
Good choice.
90 seconds to go. If Rushi fouls, eventually Fort Loramie will get the 1-1. Falling down at midcourt, a Redskin player. Pass is saved, though, by Vernon. Fortunate play by Fort Loramie, which controls the ball still. Burning's got a lane. He goes down the middle. He's under the basket as it's stripped. Loose ball picked up by Nate Ratterman. He's undercut.
That was just bad luck for Rushi because that ball was on the floor and they just could not pick it up.
But the Redskins with that motion offense, after they flex that Rushi defense for 20, 30 seconds, Fort Loramie is getting a crease right down the middle of the floor, and Rushi's having to cover it up in the open court. Redskins very fortunate to get a loose ball offensive rebound on the deck there. 1-1 Ratterman, or I should say two shots Ratterman.
Why?
Was he in the act of shooting?
I thought he was laying on the floor.
I thought he was, unless the foul was called a split second sooner than that. But Ratterman missed hard on the first free throw. He earns a second. Fort Loramie by three now as he hits. 51-48. Didn't understand why Ratterman shot two.
Not a lot of complaining from the Rushi bench, so no. They must have saw something I didn't see.
1 minute left, fourth quarter. Top of the circle, Carter Francis Rushi. Picked up by Nate Meyer. Screened by Mason Daypore, who got it, shot it, missed it short, a three ball. Oh, here's a real scramble. Loose ball rebound. Right corner. Monier on top of the Redskin player. Did he get a timeout or is it a jump?
Timeout.
Timeout for Loramie. Somehow, some way, the Redskins get a timeout. And we've got 47 seconds to go. Redskins up three. Should we take a break, Chuck?
If you would like to, let's do 30 seconds and talk to Schultze and Superior.
Okay.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schultze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schultze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schultze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com.
And thank you, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Thanks to Chris North. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Here's Fort Loramie trying to beat pressure. It goes up the right side of the floor for the Redskins. Rosengarten cross-court pass to Brandewey. Brandewey controls. 34 seconds to go in the game. Redskins up three. They try to draw the two-shot foul and do. Nolan Burning at the stripe. 32.1 left. Redskins lead at 51-48.
One free throw would be big here.
We'd like to thank the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi. Tell Jolene Rinderly, the Jewelry Barn owner, that you heard about her store right here on Scores Broadcast. Free throw Burning short. He stiff-armed it. Second one to make it a two-possession game. It is also short. Rushi's got the ball. 28 seconds to go. Raiders down three. Mason Daypore motions, goes baseline. He fumbled the ball, fell down. Fort Loramie's got it. Ratterman in backcourt. Tries to throw it up ahead to a teammate. Kemper grabs. We got a whistle, a foul, or a timeout.
No, they caught a foul.
And Rushi reached in. 17.6 left. Well, that was a freak play both ways.
If they hadn't fouled him, it was going to be a layup at the other end.
Yep, sure was. And while Rushi attacked, what happened, Chuck? It looked like a player driving to the paint area just slipped and coughed up the ball.
Yeah, it was Mason Daypore. He tried to clear out a side and just fell down.
Uh-oh. Double bonus. Ratterman, no good. Fort Loramie's missed three in a row. 17.6 left. Rushi still within striking range. 51-48 Redskins. Ratterman to push it to four. He eyes the basket, and he hits it. Fort Loramie inches out to a four-point spread. 52-48, 17.6 to go, and a timeout is called. We're back in a moment on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Well, one of the keys to this game, Chuck, Daniel Kearns, only 6 points. Raiders simply have not gotten the ball to him enough. 16 seconds to go. Rushi down before. Dayport to the foul line. Into the paint area. He lost the basketball. It rolled to a Redskin, and Rushi's got to foul.
Turnover. That is two straight turnovers without a shot.
Yep, Raiders had about 6 or 7 more turnovers than Fort Loramie in the first meeting at the Redskins gym. And down the stretch here tonight, Fort Loramie has benefited from Rushi miscues again. Ratterman free throws. He's got 2 of them here. He eyes the goal. He makes it. And Fort Loramie's up 5. 13.1 left.
Boy, I tell you, this is big. He makes it 6, and it takes 2 threes to tie you.
Second shot, Nathan Ratterman. It's airborne. Got it again. 6-point game. Rushi in backcourt. They throw it away. Another error. Raiders coming unglued here in the last minute or so. And Fort Loramie's got it in the bag, barring a miraculous sudden turn. 6-point edge, 54-48, 13.1 to go. Redskins inbound below the rim. Pitching inbounds, Brandewee. He finds Albers deep in the left corner, right back to Brandewee. But before that, Albers is grabbed, 10.6 left. Rushi needs 2 missed free throws, a quick 3, then a timeout, and an intercepted pass, another 3 at the buzzer.
So that's an awful lot to need in 10 seconds. That was the 5th foul on Monier.
How many for Jordan York tonight, Chuck?
Jordan's got 13. He has been the player of the game.
The Raiders simply have not entered the ball into the post to Daniel Kearns enough. Rushi has done a very good job on Eli Rosengarten, by the way, who scored 23 in the first battle between the two. Foul shot by the Redskins is missed badly. Albers off to the left. 10.6 to go. Fort Loramie up 6. Second shot, Grant Albers. It lipped the rim. Rebound Kearns. Backcourt to Dayport. Out ahead to Carter Francis. Deep in the right corner. Spins. Goes baseline to York. Fall away 15-footer. It skipped off the rim. Board to Rosengarten. It's over. And Fort Loramie makes it a clean sweep over Rushi. 54-48. Winning 60-58 in what? Double overtime? The first
double meeting. Overtime, yep.
And 54-48 tonight. That's 5 straight wins by Fort Loramie over Rushi, 2 in the regular season last year. A victory by 3 in the regional semis at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. And a sweep of 2 games in 10 days here in the month of January in 2019. And now the Shelby County League standings, Chuck, look like this. Anna 6-0, Jackson Center 5-2, Rushi and Fort Loramie both 4-3, Fairlawn 2-4, Bodkins 2-5, Alston 0-6. Jackson Center, 2 back of Anna in the loss column, and those clubs have played their 2 games. So now Jackson Center needs help. It all starts when Anna and Rushi collide at the Anna Gym on Tuesday. That's a big game for the Jackson Center Tigers, who need assistance from the Rushi Raiders if Jackson Center is to catch Anna. Jackson Center and Anna connect again on February 1st at Anna. Anna beat the Tigers fairly easily first time around at Jackson Center. And that is how the Shelby County League boys action shapes up as we look to the future. Rushi Raiders very much in jeopardy now of having the five-year string of championships broken. They were looking for a six-peat, having won four in a row outright. Last year tied Fort Loramie and Anna at the top. We're seeking a six-peat. Anna with other ideas. Fort Loramie making it really tough on Rushi, dealing the Raiders loss number three in Shelby County League play here tonight. Rushi now 8-4 overall, 4-3 in the league. Fort Loramie 8-4 overall, 5 straight wins, and 4-3 in the league. Redskins about as hot as anybody around right now.
No doubt about it. They're playing incredibly well. They're finding their rhythm. Jake Ratterman is becoming a scorer for them. They got the two sophomores in Albers and Burning, who are just getting more and more time and getting better and better. Brandewee not having to miss tonight was terrific. Nate Ratterman had some big threes, hit some free throws. They're just playing really well as a team.
Believe it or not, Chuck, it took Nate Ratterman free throws late in this game in order for Fort Loramie to get someone to double digits tonight.
Yep, he had four of six in the fourth quarter to score get him to 10.
Wow. Amazing. Good balance from Fort Loramie. Rushi, meanwhile, a key stat. Daniel Curran simply didn't touch it enough in the lane.
I think he got about five shots total in the game.
Yeah. Eli Rosengarten was defended extremely well. 23 first time around against Rushi. Raiders put the clamps on him, limiting him to what? 1, 2, 3 field goals here tonight.
Yep.
But Fort Loramie takes it. Chuck, let's
look at the Clancy's. Let's look at some scoring. Okay. Mason Daypour had 17, and Jordan York had 13 for Rushi. On the other side, we talked about it, Nathan Ratterman 10, Jake Ratterman 9. We're going to go with the Rattermans, Jake and Nathan for Clancy's. And on the other side, Jordan York, he was terrific tonight.
Yeah, he sure was. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
A few things we need to tidy up before we close out our webcast tonight here at Rushi. Game one before Fort Loramie by 6, 54-48. The Fort Loramie prom dress exchange, last we heard, still on for Sunday. Could get changed from January 20th to Sunday, February 24th. The weather could have an impact. It's supposed to snow a lot tomorrow, especially well north of I-70, blowing and drifting, maybe as much as a foot on the ground in some areas. But the prom dress exchange scheduled for Sunday, January 20th at Fort Loramie Elementary School from 11 to 1. You drop off items you want to sell from 1:30 to 3:30. You shop till you drop, you browse, you try things on. And then from 3:30 to 4:30, you pick up cash only. So if you are looking for a good price on a dress, shoes, or accessories, or if you have any of these items to sell, the prom dress exchange is for you at Fort Loramie Elementary on Sunday. Could be moved. It could be moved to Sunday, February 24th. For info, call Michelle, 937-710-3216, 710-3216, or Bridget, 937-605-5304. That's 605-5304. Our scheduled webcast tomorrow morning from the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, pitting Minster, a Division IV powerhouse in girls basketball, against the number one team in the state in girls Division II, Dayton Carroll, is in jeopardy because of weather. It's scheduled to tip at 11:30. Because of ice and snow, the contingency plan may go into effect. That game might be shifted to as late as Monday. Whether we would be able to cover it remains to be seen. But we do hope to cover that game tomorrow at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, where they do expect some ice accumulation by mid-morning and then some snow accumulation by noon or early afternoon. So just keep abreast of the website. And Arushi girls on Monday, that game could be in jeopardy because of blowing and drifting snow. And Arushi boys on Tuesday. Those two games at 7:10 on Monday and Tuesday.
Tuesday is supposed to be up around 40 and rain, so I would think that the Tuesday game might be the next time we get to do this.
Yeah, get your sunscreen out on Tuesday and Wednesday.
No, it's going to rain. You don't need sunscreen.
Weather around here, it's snow use. Did you get it, Chuck? Snow use.
It's snow use, yeah. My daughter's whining because on her birthday on Monday, it's supposed to be 59 in Orlando.
That's below
that's
par.
Cool.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Quite chilly. Well, that sums it up here at Rushi tonight. Fort Laramie JVs won over Rushi. Redskins varsity wins by 6, 54-48, taking the first meeting on the 8th of this month, 60-58 in double OT. Tonight, a 6-point win for Fort Laramie over Rushi, beating the Raiders twice in 10 days, 54-48, Redskins triumphant. And now Anna has got only one club to seriously worry about. That's Jackson Center, which is two games back in the loss column, and they've already played their two meetings this year.
Right.
No, my mistake.
No, they have to still play at Anna.
Right. Yes.
But I'll tell you, the way, I mean, I love Scott Elkert and his team, but the way Anna's playing, that's a tough chore to beat them at home, yet alone at Anna.
Right. Jackson Center, by the way, was at Houston tonight. Jackson Center is home to Fort Laramie next Friday night. That could be our Friday night webcast next Friday evening from Jackson Center when the Redskins come to Tigertown at the Habitat of the Cat at Fort Laramie at Jackson Center next Friday evening. Rushi Raiders are at Anna on Tuesday. We'll cover that one for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Bodkins was to play Ridgemont, I think, in a non-league game this evening. Fairlawn was hosting Anna tonight at the Jets gym. And Sydney was upset.
Wow.
On the road, but two Fairborn Skyhawks who trailed most of the game but double digits. Skyhawks trailed by 4 points very late inside a minute. Sydney blew it, got beat by two at Fairborn in action this evening. The Yellow Jackets on a path, Chuck, to maybe earn a top seed.
Right.
In the
they can't afford to lose games like that.
No, Fairborn was 8-4 coming in, pretty athletic. Sydney, though, a clear-cut favorite, dropped tonight's game on the road at Fairborn. Fun game to do here tonight at Rushi, always is. Redskins, Raiders, it's tight each and every time they play. Although this game tonight wound up outside that realm of a 4-point differential. I think 9 of the last 21 games had been decided before or less. And something like 11 of the last 23 had been decided by 7 or less. This one goes into that category. 12 of the last 24 by 7 or less.
Well, but it was undecided with 30 seconds to go, a little less than 30 seconds to go. So,
yep, indeed.
Yeah, it still was a barn burner.
So many thanks to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922, also in Fort Laramie. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com include Dan Eilerman Construction. Very pleased to have Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie aboard here on scoresbroadcast.com, a new underwriting sponsor. Thank you very much. We are pleased, as can be, to have Dan Eilerman on board, a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction in about a five- or six-county area in west central Ohio. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom-built into every home improvement project. That's the mission of the Eilerman team, Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick at Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. They will work with you step by step by step to ensure your home is built exactly the way you want it to look and feel. And thanks to Maury's Landing, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, Minster. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Thanks to Jerry Worman at Regal Trophy and Awards for the crowning touch on the web at regaltrophyawards.com. You can count on Regal for quality and reliability. These anchor sponsors, the Sydney Daily News, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the region, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Frisch's Troy, Tip City in Sydney, Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. The in-between, south, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney, from which you've just heard. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. I would imagine the pork chops will be available early tomorrow evening. Because of the snow, the crowd might be light. The crowd might be light, so you can roll the dice. Go late. Go late if you want to Brookins tomorrow. But I guarantee you by 8 o'clock or so, there will eventually be a rush on those pork chops despite the bad weather, because they are so popular. The pork chop special at Brookins, you'll love the roasted chicken, the burgers, the meaty and cheesy pizza at Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, on the web at brookinspub.com. Carl Arnes has been on board as the owner-manager now for better than 12 months, and you'll love his fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. Brookins on Elm Street in Fort Loramie, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. And thanks as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Just alerted by Stan Evans that Jackson Center beat Houston at the Wildcats gym by 12 tonight, 49-37. So by virtue of that victory, the Jackson Center Tigers up their league mark on the year to 6-2. 6-2. If Anna won at Fairlawn, the Rockets would be 7-0. Jackson Center 6-2, having played a game more than Anna. Those are the top two teams in the league. Rushi and Fort Loramie now both 4-3. After the Redskins, make it a clean sweep tonight over Rushi. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Our next webcast, fingers crossed, tomorrow morning, 11:10, from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Number one in the state in girls division two, Dayton Carroll, against number two in the state in girls division four, Minster. Tip off 11:30. It's the opener of the Flying to the Hoop, but the Flying may not open tomorrow morning because of weather. It's possible that game could be rescheduled to later on during Martin Luther King weekend in Kettering at the Flying to the Hoop event, so keep abreast of our website. We've got games for you scheduled Monday night, Anna Rushi girls, Tuesday night, Anna Rushi boys. Webcast time 7:10, both evenings, weather permitting. So for Ron, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night, final time from here at Rushi, where the Fort Laramie Redskins have knocked off the Rushi Raiders once again. Final score this evening, 54-48.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.